We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Tzadches Amud Aleph, and we are continuing a sugya that we started yesterday. It said in the Mishnah that if you have a Bari V'Shema, which means the Mashal says, I know it was when you were a Shoyel that it died, if you're Chayav Nitzin, but the Shoyel / Soicher says, no, I don't know. I don't know when it was. And the lacha is that Bar Vishal and Bari Adif that Yechai. And the question was, there's a man Yama holds. You don't say Bar Vishal Bari Adif when I'm the Muxik. I'm holding on to my money. Your Bari cannot be made some money for me. So it's a kasha on that man Yama. What does Rav Nachman do with our Mishnah that says that Yechai, if Lechai, you're being made some money for me, a day of Bari, it doesn't work. So Gemara answers the Asik Shua of a name. The case of our Mishnah was that he was Chayav a Shua. And because he can't make a Shua, that's why he's Chayav Mammon. So Gemara says here, the last few words of Tzadik Zayin Mabez, Hechi Dombi Asik Shua. What's the example how we'll have an Esek Shvuah in our Mishnah? So Gemara says, Kedarava. The Amar Rava, Rava's talking about a classic case of Manu Lebiyadcha. The Amar Rava, Manu Lebiyadcha, I go over to Reuben and say, you owe me $100. I only owe you $50. But Vashar in your day, I know I owe you $50. The other $50, I don't remember. The halacha is, Metoich Sheyech Shavah Mashalim. Because you can't swear, and you chayiv here, it's Moidah V'Miksas, you're Moidah, you owe $50. And the other $50, you don't know. So you have to pay the other $50 as well. Why? Because you since you don't know, you can't make a shua, so you chayiv. So therefore, we're going to say that our Mishnah is also possible to have such a case. But we're going to have to add a para. So meshkachas la reisha bebeiz v'sefer begimel. That means in our Mishnah, we had three cases. The first two cases were a case where the same para was half the day soicher, half day rented, half day borrowed. Or one day rented, one day borrowed. That was the first two cases. And the sefer was, there were two paras, one was a borrowed and one was rented. So now, in order to have a moedah b'miksas, we have to add a para. The reisha, the case where we have a para that had split personalities, soicher and shoyel, we're going to have to add another one. And the sefer, which already had two, we're going to add a third one. And the Gemara explains. Reisha b'beis, the omalei, the shoyel goes over, the mashal goes over to the owner, Balabas, goes over to the shoyel / seicher, and he says to him, Beis baris mesarti lecha, palge de yoyim v'shila, palge de yoyim v'shiris. I gave you two paras. Half the day, both of them were rented. The other half of the day, both of them were borrowed. Inami, set in case of Mishnah. Chad yoyim v'shila, two of them, both of them were, one day, Sunday was shoyel, v'chad yoyim v'shiris, and Monday was shiris. Tuesday was shoyel, Wednesday was shiris. And the mashal, the balabas tainis, umesu tavayu beidon shila, and they both died at the time or on the day that they were borrowed. Va'amale shayel, shayel answers, chada in beidon shila mesa. I'm asking one of them died at the time when it was in the matzav of being borrowed, and I'm chayef for that. I'm asking, but ve'idach lo yadana. The other one I don't know. Ibeidon shila mesa, ibeidon shiris mesa. I'm not sure if it was the shayla time or shiris time. So here is a moida miksas. His moida, one para, died when it was shalom chayiv. The other para, macho. So the metoich sheni yochli shavam shalim. Since you can't swear, you pay. So it's not because of bari v'shema. The bari just is making that kamechayiv yoshua, it's moida miksas. And the reason why you're chayiv here is because you can't swear, that's why you're chayiv. And why?
Clear.
What?
Why can't you swear?
Because he doesn't know. How can he swear if it's shura? He doesn't know if it's shura. He doesn't know. He's not sure. He can't make a sure. He doesn't sure. He doesn't know. He's not sure. He has to make a sure. Chayev a party. He cannot make sure. He doesn't know. So he can't make a sure. It's ain't your day. He does not know. Now, Kitzah, that's the case over here. Now, Rashi asks, why do I have to say the case was that he's maskim that it died, and he's maskim it died by Sheila? Why can't we say it's still alive? And he's saying, yeah, this one belongs to you, and the other one, I don't know. Why do I have to say the other one died? Why are we killing extra cows here? Zok Rashi, because if not, then it'll be a shayla halach. We learned earlier on in the Masechta, there's a deer called halach, that if the moida miksas is, I just give it back to you right away, that's not moida miksas. It has to be I'm chayiv you something. But if it's yours already now, it belongs to you, that's the sugya of halach. If you don't remember exactly, go back to Dav Dalad. That's sugya of halach part of Meshvor. Therefore, we set a case like this. That's what Rashi points out. So Mara says further, the seifa. Begimel. The Sefer is talking about a case of three. Da'amalei, Gimel Parais Nesatilach, Beis B'shi'ilo v'echas b'shiris. Now, the case, in the third case there, where even the original case was, I gave you two cows. One was a she'ila, and one was a soich. And the case was, you didn't know if it died, which the cows didn't have name tags on it. We didn't know which one was the borrow tag, the borrowed para, which one was the rented para. So we don't know which one died. And that was the end of the day. And the Baal Bas said, I know that one died. The one that was shailed was one that died. Yifri Chai. So here we want to make the mikzah, so we need three cows. V'seifa v'gimel. Domale, gimel parois nesati loch, beiz b'she'elo, v'achas b'schiris. I gave you three cows. Two of them were borrowed, and one was rented. And umesu hanitarti d'she'elo. And the Baal Bas says, I know that the two that died were the both of she'elo. V'omale shayel. And the shayel answers back, in chada de she'ela mesa. It has to be sure one died of she'ela, because there's two of them she'ela, and two died. In chada de she'ela mesa. As I'm asking, one of the bar one died. The idach, but the other one, lo yadana, idash ila mesa, if the one that was borrowed died in a machayiv, with the kaima schiris, you know, the one that's alive still is schiris, either schiris mesa, or the one that was rented died, but in a machayiv, or the kaima she'eli. I don't know. And because you don't know, you have to pay. So we had to add a third cow. We had to have the Moed Miksas. So here was, and we started off with two cows, like the third case of our Mishnah, and we had to add a third cow to have the Moed Miksas on that. And Lamaise, the reason why Chayiv, not because Baruch Shem Baruch Adut. The reason why Chayiv is because Metoich She'eni Yochel Shovav Mishalim. Tomorrow says now a kasha like this. Rama Chama actually holds in two ways, not like other Mandiyamrim. First of all, Rama Chama holds, and this part is not Negei Asugya. Rama Chama actually holds that the only time the Parsha Moed Miksas was said, not only that, the Parsha Miksas was said by Shomrim, which means the only time a Shomer is Chayev and Shvuah is only by Moed Miksas. Even a Shomer, we know Shomer, we always know Shomer is Chayev and Shvuah. Rama Chama holds only Chayev by Moed Miksas, a Shomer. That's not the Gei for Asugah, because Asugah is a 20 minute in Shaila. But another thing Rama Chama holds, there is no Moed Miksas unless you have a Kfira, which means there's something that you're denying. In Bevadai, something you're denying confidently. That's what it means, a kfira. Not an idea. You have to have a kfira. You have to have a haidah and a kfira. That's what Rama Chama holds. So the problem over here is this ain't idea, where's your kfira? On half, for example, Rava's case, where I said, you owe me $100. The guy says, I owe you $50. I don't know. In that case, according to Rama Chama, you won't be chayiv moed miksas. Because you never denied anything. You agreed to the $50, he says, you don't know. So if that's the case, we need an extra cow for our case. But the Rama Chama Dama Dal Shomer Tzurichin Kfira Miksas VaHidav Miksas, that he holds all Shomer need, by the way, the Hidav Miksas. That's not the Geos. The Geos is these words: Tzurichin Kfira Miksas VaHidav Miksas. You need to deny Miksas and to agree to Miksas. So Mishkach Asla. So now the case we had before the Gemara gave with two paras, where the Shoyl tells the Mashal, the Baal Bas tells the Shoyl, I gave you two paras and both of them died b'shas she'ela. He says, no, one b'shas she'ela, the other one I don't know. That case won't be chayav v'shua. So you need a third cow. So mishkach is a reisha v'gimel v'seifa v'dalad. Reisha v'gimel, the amalei, the Baal Bas, the Baal Bais, the owner says, gimel paras atalach, I gave you three paras, pagadir m'she'ela, pagadir m'schiris. All three, half a day was she'ela, half a day was schiris. Inami, Chad Yoima v'She'ela v'Chad Yoima v'Schiris. All three, one day, Sunday, all three were She'ela. Monday, all three were Schiris. And the Baal Bas says, Umeisu Gimel Kulu Bein Neshila. And he tells you, by the way, all three died by She'ela. You chayiv me three cows. Va'omale Shayel, and the Shayel answers like this. Chada lo yadva marilam. One of them, you're making up a story. You know, I never took three from you. I don't know what you're talking about. V'chada in Bidin She'ela Mesa. And the other one, you're right. It died b'Shah She'ela M'chayiv. So you have your Kvira, you have Eidah. And the third one, v'idach layadana. The third one, I don't know. Ibi idin shayla mesa, idin schiris mesa. The metoich sheyach avishav mishalim. Since you don't know what happened, so you pay. You can't make a shua, so you pay. And that's the case of the first two cases of our Mishnah, Reisha. The question was, why chayiv? Baruch Hashem is not chayiv. Teretz is, was a case where you were moed the mixas, you were kaifa mixas, and the other part in the yedeya, you don't know, you pay because metoich sheyach avishav mishalim. Seifa. The Sefer, the case of the Sefer, which we know it started off with two cows, so you need an extra two cows now for the Kfira and for the Maida. So Sefer v'dalad, the owner says, Dalad paras satik loch. I gave you four paras. Gimel v'sheila, three of them were borrowed, and Chadav v'schiris, one was rented. Umeis v'hanach gimel v'sheila. And the three that died, are all three the Sheila, and you chayav for three. Va'amalei Shoyel, on top of Am Tzadik Ches Amavayis, Va'amalei Shoyel, Chodol Adam. One of them, you're making up a story. You never, I never took that one. V'chada in the Sheila Mesa, another one, Amayda, that died, B'shah Sheila, some chayav one. V'idach, the other one that died, which is the last two here, Lo Yedana, either the Schiris Mesa of the Kamer Sheila, is the Schiris Mesa, that's the one that died, and I'm Potter, and the one that's left is Sheila, or the Sheila Mesa, the Kaima of the Schiris, or the Sheila died, and Chayev, and the Kaima Schiris, I don't know. Because you don't know, so therefore you have to pay. So the bottom line is that the Matav Shein Shava is Meshalim, so the case of our Mishnah was not because Barav Hashem Barav Yadav, the case was because Matoich She'eni Yochel L'Shava Meshalim, that's the reason why you're paying in our Mishnah, and it stems according to Mandiyam, it's Barav Hashem Barav Yadav is Potter, why? Because he wasn't a Mochzik, but here he's Chayav Shua. If he's Chayav Shua and since he doesn't know, he couldn't swear, therefore he pays.